Hello, and welcome to episode 6, season 2 of our True Tales from Harrods podcast. Now, if you're wondering whose voice this is, my name is Raj Bassi, and I am the employer brand manager at Harrods. Usually I'm behind the scenes when it comes to podcasts, but today is the day for me to take over to talk about the launch of our new Harrods own label product range. With me in the room is the wonderful Davinia Pearl, Director of Food and Signature, and Anna Moore, Deputy Retail Director. Both have very impressive experiences. They've collectively been at Harrods for 7 years and worked on many iconic Harrods projects. So let's not keep them waiting a minute longer. Hi both, how are you today?
Oh, really good, thank you, yes.
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. So let's start with a bit about yourself and your role at Harrods. Anna, you first?
Yes, well, I'm the Deputy Retail Director for Beauty, Food Halls and the Signature Gift Team.
Oh, and Davinia?
Hi, I'm the Director for Food and Signature.
Amazing. And how long have you both been at Harrods?
Well, I'm a relatively newbie to Harrods, having only joined last year in January 2023, so not even 2 years yet, Raj.
Wow. And how are you finding it?
Loving it. Absolutely loving it. Yeah, really love it. It's just such an iconic place to be and, you know, every day is different and love customers, so it's a great place to be.
Amazing. And Davinia?
So I joined Harrods in 2017 to lead the food commercial team and oversee the fundamental changes to the food halls as part of the wider Harrods redefining luxury strategy. So yes, I've been here for nearly 7 years now.
Amazing. And your role must have grown and evolved in so many ways in those 7 years. Tell us a little bit about how you ended up in your role to begin with.
So I've always enjoyed a love affair with food throughout my entire career. It is a passion for me and I feel very fortunate that actually it's a huge part of my life, both in and outside of work. My career in food has been very varied. I've worked at a large grocery multiples. I've worked in startups and also digital businesses. And then I joined, like I said, in 2017 to lead the food commercial team at Harrods. But then, 3 years ago, the business created a central governance structure for Harrods own label. So all food and non-food came under one directorate. And non-food has been an incredible learning curve for me personally. Understanding the details of non-food, how beautiful design stories are brought to life through a breadth of range, ultimately to create the exceptional. And then, obviously, as commercial director, I work really closely with my team of expert buyers, designers, new product developers, and technical teams, and they have a wealth of knowledge. And ultimately, our goal is to create the perfect product offering for our customers. And the fun bit, we do travel extensively to discover new product trends, exotic tastes, beautiful designs to create exceptional product offering and experience which delivers excellence for Harrods own label. But undoubtedly, my most important asset is probably my team. And for me, over the last 7 years, that has kept me going, and that's the bit that I by far enjoy the most.
So many food related questions come to mind, but I am going to hold off there and I'm going to go to Anna. Anna, I remember the announcement when it said that you were joining Harrods, and I did a little bit of a stalk and you came from John Lewis. Have you always been in retail?
Well, I've always been in retail, in fact, 34 years now, so you can probably guess my age when I start to talk in a minute. But when I left university in 1993 with a degree in textiles, I'd actually started as a Saturday girl in Kendall's Manchester, which is a House of Fraser department store. And they kindly offered me to go on their graduate training scheme. And really, my career's gone from there. I've always been in operational roles, a bit of a shop girl done good, I think, really, from shops to head office for House of Fraser, Selfridges, and probably my most recent role, which was 13 years in the John Lewis partnership for Waitrose and John Lewis. There is a long story somewhere in there, but in the noughties, I actually worked in Moscow for 2 years where I did sort of a new startup business, which was quite an adventure. But I won't go into too much detail, but I'd say to anyone, if you get the chance to work abroad, go and do it. And really, at the time when Harrods came around, I was ready for a new adventure. So with all the experience and the passion I have, I guess, for leadership and customer service, it felt like the right time for a move. And I get absolute joy from working with my team in Harrods, a bit like Davinia, actually. And I meet fantastic people every day. And I think if the reality is, I'm still probably pinching myself that I'm here a year and a bit in.
Yeah. And why Harrods for you?
I think if you've worked in retail all your life, there's a bit of a pinnacle in terms of where you'd like to take your career. And Harrods is the iconic department store that it is. And actually, for me, it was a bit of a dream, I guess, really. If any of you saw my post when I was 19 years old out the front of the shop with my mum visiting London, to think that I'd gone from sort of Saturday girl to director in retail is something that I'm extremely proud of and certainly want to make my children proud of too. So.
And is that similar for you, Davinia?
Yes. I mean, for me, as a huge foodie, Harrods was the place to work, where you created the trends rather than followed them. So I started my career in Tesco, and I did many a comp shop at Harrods, and then we would take a version and bring it back to Tesco. And actually, I really just fell in love with Harrods and the food halls. And I think the extensive ranges that are on offer, you know, so amazing. And then when I was offered the role, I just couldn't say no.
And you mentioned that you've always been a foodie. Was five-year-old Davinia a bit of a foodie? And did you always see yourself ending up in a role like this?
Did five-year-old Davinia see herself working for Harrods? I'm not sure if it was Harrods, but it was definitely with delicious food. And then as my five-year-old self became my 25-year-old self, it was definitely Harrods was the place to be. And it was, how do you get there? Like, what do you have to do to go and work for Harrods? So yes, it's the dream place for anyone with, you know, beautiful product, both food and non-food now.
Anna, growing up in Southampton, looking back at your five-year-old self, did you always see yourself going into a role like what you are in now?
Well, you see, now my granny used to have a shop under the stairs in Southampton. Under the stairs that she made for me. She was a grocer, actually, and she made a little shop for me and my brother. And when we stayed there in the summer holidays, it was granny that played shops with us, really, with a little till and all like the miniature
that
things.
That is so cute.
So I'm pretty sure that played a part in probably why I went into retail. But I don't think I could have dreamed back then that I'd be in Harrods now and looking after all these great colleagues and this legacy and 175 years in the shop. So, but I think Granny had a part to play.
Absolutely. So talking of legacy, this year is a significant year for us. It's our 175th year anniversary. And today is also a really important day. Our brand new Harrods own label product range is live. Davinia, can you tell us all about it?
Yes, it's super exciting. It's finally here. But firstly, it's a huge motivating factor for everyone in our team to feel like we're playing a part in a legacy of a brand that's preceded us, but actually probably will outlast us. It seems everyone can remember their first childhood memory of Harrods. And so often that memory is related to the sights, sounds, smells and tastes of the food halls, or buying a gift in Signature. And actually, that's still the case today, with the food halls and Signature being the most visited part of the building and the highest volume of transactions and sales. So for context, the vision for Harrods products is to create a unified expression of Harrods own label that builds brand equity across both food and non-food by 2027. And I say today is day one of that journey. There are four key strategic pillars to driving the success that we see today. The first was delivering exceptional quality, a journey which has already started in food, but this year and today will be a huge step change for Signature. The next is an incredibly elevated range, which will fulfil a broader spectrum of customer missions and types. Then, of course, sustainability, which is key to building brand equity and, of course, a huge focus for Harrods as a brand. And then finally, new business. So examples are currently our new Harrods cashmere range and then more recent collaborations with super brands such as Burberry and Valentino. But this is under constant development, so watch this space. There are then some critical enablers to bring this to life, which include marketing, the physical environment, which if you walk the shop floor today, you'll definitely see a change, and then a high-performing team. And for me, the team is key to success. So just to bring you back, the vision actually started in 2022, and it has been a huge learning curve for us as a business. And I guess there's been many funny behind-the-scenes tales, but actually, for me personally, it's seeing the proud smiles on people's faces, that the work that's been achieved is just hugely motivating for myself and for my team.
Yep. And since 2022, that's two solid years.
Yes, of very hard work. but we call this day one because it's such a proud moment for us as a division.
Yeah. And what does it feel like, 2 years of work and seeing it live on the shop floor?
Incredible. It really does. It feels incredible to see things begin to come to life that have previously been just sketches and fabric samples, but actually see it come to life has been amazing.
Yep. And talking of seeing it come to life, we know this is a huge We Are One project. So what can we expect to see on the shop floor, and what has the project been like for our retail teams?
Look, so if any of you have stood down in the gift shop, it's quite a fun place to be. It's fast-paced, it's crazy. But Davinia mentioned earlier that our customers come into the gift shop for, I guess, a number of missions, whether it be gifting, souvenirs, or just self-treats. But what I do know for sure is that customers love the Harrods logo. We've launched today not only some amazing new ranges, but we've also taken the opportunity to review the operational requirements. So some of you may have seen the new till layout already that's already gone live. I definitely won't be able to do the product justice in this room, Davinia, will I? Because I think until you see it, it's quite a spectacle, to be honest with you. But it simply looks fantastic, and it is a real step change from what you see now. Now, the project's taking place in two phases. The first one is opening now with the introduction of the luxury in the Harrods own label accessories, stationery and cashmere in the gift shop downstairs, obviously. It has its own dedicated area and its own till point to make sure we really do serve the customer brilliantly. It's beautifully crafted, the space, and so is the product, stylishly designed, and it's really exciting. The product spans from handbags to men's to women's cashmere, lots of muted tones, lots of strong colour, but also stylish and iconic. So really exciting. Phase two has also got the launch of the logo shop. This is a real directional step change. And all I'm going to say to you is put your sunglasses on, because bright colours are down there. There's pinks, there's yellows, there's blues and greens. But the Harrods logo is boldly displayed with pride in a really playful way, from tote bags to umbrellas, water bottles, and indeed makeup bags. It is going to be a real assault in the senses in a really great way. And then the new stationery area will be launched, also incredibly playful, designs in notepads, pencils, rubbers and cases. Really stylishly designed again. And then we've got a phase two, and that won't start until March next year, but we'll be looking at delivering then new product ranges in homewares and children's wear with real authority. Harrods Everyday Luxury and Homewares and Children's Stationery, Toys and Games. You're going to see all of that down in the gift shop, which will be really exciting. And I think, again, I can't even do the physical sort of environment justice until you go and see it either. And all that will continue to iterate as we go into phase two from March next year. There's been so much care and consideration taken over the fixtures and fittings, and not just aesthetically for the customers, but also so it's operationally where we need it to be for our colleagues as well. So you can really trade what is a highly densely area brilliantly. I'm really excited for Hyrie and the team down there. Not only have they been able to redesign the tills, but they've also taken a lot of time to really look at the queuing system for our customer. Because again, if any of you have been down there at peak, it's one hell of a queue. And I think finally, you know, the other thing which really excites me is just the opportunity to invest in our teams. We've spent a lot of time really thinking about how you invest in the deeper product knowledge for them, so they can get really excited about it and sell it to our customer with absolute pride, but also make sure that they've got the real product knowledge that allows them to clinch the sale. It's fair to say we are all excited about the new ranges.
It's fair to say you've definitely made me very excited about the new product range. I haven't seen the new space yet, but after this recording, I'm definitely going to go downstairs and have a look. And you mentioned a little bit about the team. We know this is a huge cross-functional effort. Did you want to share a little bit about the teams involved and how we brought it to life?
Yeah, so I think, look, I think Davinia and I both feel that the teams have been absolutely incredible on this journey. These projects take absolute resilience and investment. We talked about a two-year journey. It will be an ongoing journey as well. But from everyone we've worked with, from the designers, from the construction teams, everybody's been so brilliant in making some really, really important decisions. I must shout out to the visual merchandising team who've really brought the commercial vision together, whether it be through the point of sale that we're going to have down on the shop floor to really talk to our customers about provenance and price, to the kit of parts that helps us display the products brilliantly. But a big shout out to the cross-functional effort that's really happened here. I think the buyers, the merchandisers, the demand planning team, stock operations that will always make sure we're ready to trade, and the retail teams who have got so excited about the product and will ultimately serve our customer. This is a step change for the next 5 years for our strategy.
Yeah, and I think it really brings it to life because sometimes you don't realise how many teams and people are involved and what goes on behind the scenes at Harrods. And then lastly, I'm going to end on a question for both of you. What's been your favourite part of working on the project?
For me personally, it feels great to be part of a team who can accomplish so much change. But I think the best part is actually seeing the customer's reaction today, and that's been amazing. And then personally, my favourite part has been seeing the actual manufacture of product. So products are no longer just sketches on a page, but they are actual products that you can touch and feel. Is really amazing.
And you, Anna?
Oh, crikey, the best bit for me. I think it probably, personally, has just been seeing Hyrie, my general retail manager, and her team be so invigorated by the challenge of delivering this project. I think it's really just sparked an amazing shared experience for the team, and I think it's something that will stay with us forever, whether it's been through the planning or just the training or the execution of, you know, putting it together, really, in terms of the merchandising, etc. It's just been a great experience. We've also got to work really closely with some of our buying teams as well, which has been brilliant, forged some great relationships for the future. And I think we've always just put the customer at the front of all of our decisions, and that's really important to me.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to both of you. It must be such a proud experience for you and your teams downstairs. And before we end, in the spirit of gearing up for the new range, I have a Harrods signature this or that edition. So all you have to do is choose one between two options. So are you ready?
Okay.
Okay. First things first, pick your Harrods colour, green or the brand new gold?
Green for me, just because I love green.
I'm going to go brand new gold because it's the summer and I think it just looks fabulous on the beach.
And it's really nice and bright, isn't it? Now, are you all about the core range or our everyday luxury range?
I'm probably around our luxury range because I have a penchant for the canvas tote. I really think it's beautiful and elegant, so it'll be my first purchase.
So I've got to say I'm probably about core because I'm a retailer who's just driving volume down there. So core range, please, core range.
And would you prefer an accessory or are you getting something from our stationery range?
I think Kim would not be happy if I didn't deck my office out in stationery. So I'm going to go for it, playful stationery.
And I love our accessories department, so I am probably going to be buying many items from that, from the tote, from a logo tote to the canvas. So I would probably say accessories for me.
Amazing. And will you be reaching for a classic Harrods mug or our sustainable water bottles?
Easy for me. I don't drink tea or coffee.
But do you not?
No. Fun fact. So a sustainable water bottle all the way.
I'm the same. I would go for a water bottle probably in every colour. Because it's beautiful. So I need it in every colour.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And again, congratulations on the launch. And we can't wait to see it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Thanks, Raj.
So there we have it. The story behind our Harrods own label range from Davinia and Anna. Thank you to both of you for taking the time to talk to us. If you haven't seen the new range yet, I've heard that it's an absolute must. I can't wait to go and take a look. And that's it from us this month. We'll be back again next month with another special guest. If you'd like to receive the new episode as soon as it's available, be sure to hit the subscribe button in your podcast app. Thank you for listening, and we can't wait to be back next month.